Okay, so I just finished watching a Sargon video called How Feminism Set Men Free, and it's a great video. It's only 2 minutes and 53 seconds long, I think, and it does a great job of, frankly, explaining why MGTOW's been taken off like mad, and B, why women are kind of jumping up and down more and more. But hang on a second. I just realized I forgot to turn my lights off. Hang on. You know, I kind of got to set the mood. So, anyway, a long time ago, before MGTOW, I was in a bar, surprise, surprise, and I was talking to a woman, and she was complaining that she couldn't find a man. Now, first of all, there's been more and more of these I can't find a man articles that have kind of been cropping up and whatnot. And it's actually an incomplete statement. Because what it really is I can't find a man for. I can't find a man to, right? I can't find a man to have babies with. I can't find a man who makes enough money. I can't find a man who will help me take care of my kids. What I haven't seen yet, and frankly, I'm not going to motherfucking see, is I can't find a man because I fucking like men. I'm not going to see that. I would love to. I think a lot of guys would love to see that. I'm not going to see it. But anyway, so I'm talking to this lawyer, and I said to her, well, how old are you? And she said, well, I'm 37. And I said, well, okay, here's the basic problem as I see it. You're 37, and there's a good chance that the lawyers that are around you are also in your peer group, right? Somewhere in the early to mid to late 30s and above. Now, you're looking for a man. And there's a good chance that the men you want, because you're a lawyer, have to be lawyer and above, which means that that pool of men is very small, right? Because you're going to be looking at lawyers and doctors and judges and that kind of shit, right? But at the same time that you're doing that, those men, because of their higher position, have access to women of your status and lower. And furthermore, you're competing against a large group of women, a lot of whom are younger than 37. And when it comes to having babies, he's probably not going to pick you. And I said, you know, I don't think it's going to happen like that. And she said to me, I don't know if I felt bad, maybe I did, maybe I didn't, I can't remember. But she said to me, so are you saying that I'm going to be alone for the rest of my life? And I said, no, but you may want to get a cat. Now, I understand everybody thinks they're special, but ladies, you're competing against other women who also have think they're special and have special vaginas just like you do. And maybe the thing to try to understand is this. Men when it comes to women, men will fuck up or they will fuck down or they will even fuck sideways in terms of the status of women that they are willing to go out with. But women, generally speaking, only want to fuck up. So the reason a lot of you cannot find a man now is because your options in terms of who to fuck up to is limited. So, if you want to put a name to it, the basic problem for a lot of women is your own innate desire, which is hypergamy, the tendency for a woman to want to date or marry up in social status or earning or whatever, what have you, whatever is important to her. The problem is hypergamy floats. Hypergamy is not static. It floats. So what does it mean? It means that if you're making 80 grand, you have all that stuff that goes with it, the status, the money, the blah, 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 blah. Like it or not, you probably want a man who has more, does more, is more. Now, some of you won't admit it, but that's what you want, and you're not willing to settle for anything other than that. Now, I'm not telling you to settle. I'm not telling you to do a goddamn thing. But what I am telling you is you are in a weak bargaining position, which, because it's fine, you want all that shit. I ain't saying don't get it. But by the time you're ready to decide to look around for a man, it may be too late. Because regardless of what people have told you, men still generally want shiny, happy, pretty, and fertile. Okay? We can't make babies on our own. We need women to do that. So no matter how much you try to tell men that that shit shouldn't matter to us, it does matter. It's kind of built into men. It is really not going anywhere. Right? And this, honestly, I think this is where part of the you know, all women are beautiful movement comes from. You know, somebody posted on my Facebook, you know, one of those memes, beauty comes in all sizes. You know what? That might be true, but so does ugly. So by the time you get all that shit that you think makes you attractive to a man or because you want it or whatever, your fertility window is closing. There's a time limit on that motherfucker. I mean, if you, for example, wanted to have 4 kids, you really can't start at 35. You probably can't start at 30. You probably have to start at like 25. Right? And I mean, honestly, that's not patriarchy. Men didn't design that system. That's just evolution. That's the way it is. That's Mother Nature, right? So some of you, and I know some of you, because you get past the wall, you get past 35, you figure, okay, you're ready to fire a crib midget out. And some of you get angry because you can't find a man. And what's worse, you're looking at the girl at the office who, she's an average girl with an average job. Maybe she has a degree, maybe she doesn't, but she managed to snag an average husband and has some average kids, while in the time that you got out of university, you got your bachelor's, and then you spent 4 or 5 years working on your master's part-time while you were working. Now, I want to clear up a persistent piece of bullshit that I hear over and over and over, which is this. Well, you know, I meet men, but they're just so intimidated by my success. You know what? We're not intimidated. I'll give it to you like this. There is not a master's degree in the world that makes a man's dick hard. It don't happen. And part of the reason it don't happen is because if we want that master's degree, we can go out and get that master's degree. If we want a house, we can get a house. If we want a car, we can get a car, right? But what's still important is your reproductive capacity. Now, you know, getting back to the beauty comes in all shapes and sizes thing, you know what? We have to assess that as men. We have to, okay? Because I'll tell you a secret. I mean, it should be obvious, but men can do a lot of shit. We can build shit. We can blow shit up. We can leave the planet. We can come back. We can send probes into space. But men cannot make babies. We can't do it. So we have to look at your reproductive capacity. That can't be helped because we need a woman to do that. So we need to assess the woman. And no amount of, you know, beauty comes in all sizes and accept this and accept that and accept the third and blah, 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 isn't going to change the fact that we need to look at and accept that. And I'll tell you why so much of this just accept women exactly as they are and have no fucking standards is happening. It's because a lot of y'all, at the end of the day, let's be honest, let's keep it real, let's keep it 100. A lot of you can't meet the fucking standard. That's why you're trying to widen what men should find acceptable. Right? Some of you could improve this, that, and the third to get into the range of what men find acceptable when you're ready to pick a man, but you don't want to do that. And I understand why. In the same way that if a dude's broke, it takes a lot of energy to get off your rusty dusty and go to school and get an education and work a job and work your way up to the point where you're making a lot of money. It's easier to just say, these bitches is crazy, and leave it at that. Let's admit it. So I just, you know, I want you to know that it doesn't matter really how much you say, you have to accept this and you have to accept that and blah, 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 blah. You notice men ain't really jumping on it like that. You know, really, other than the manginas, who are really willing to do anything, the rest of us really aren't paying attention. Now, while I'm on the subject of hypergamy and hypergamy floating, I'm going to explain why the third world girl thing does not work. And it's simply this. You get a girl, you know, from whatever third world, you know, some of you guys are like, oh, let me go to Eastern Europe, I'm going to go to Bolivia, I'm going to go to Brazil, wherever the fuck, go to Mars, I don't know, right? You know, I'm going to get a girl, I'm going to marry her, she will be pure and unsullied, and she won't be one of these crazy Western women, I'm going to bring her back, and everything will be wonderful. And the odds are, it won't be, because hypergamy floats, right? She leaves a little village where maybe she had average status, maybe she had high status. Now she comes to North America. Now she's cleaning office buildings at night, and she realizes her status has gone down, and she's not happy, right? So what's going to happen? She's going to put pressure on you to try to increase the status. That's probably what's going to happen. So when you hear stories about a guy brought a woman from wherever, and she showed up, And within a couple of years, it was just like she was just fucking angry and upset and hard to deal with. And he was wondering what happened to the sweet girl. Well, basically, what happened was she got to wherever you are, you married her, and she realized all the shit that she didn't have. And her standards changed. All right? So that's, you're like, I can't find a man this, that, and the third. Whatever. All right, fine. Just understand hypergamy floats. Your basic instinct is now working against you. And I know at this point some of you are like, yeah, but I know a friend, her boyfriend is bum, and her boyfriend doesn't make any money, or he's a house husband. Fuck it. I'm not gonna let the exception swallow the whole. I'm just not gonna do that. And furthermore, some women, let's be honest, some of you all have switched up your tactic, and you're deliberately picking men who don't have their shit together, don't have a hope of having their shit together, and will never have their shit together, so that you don't have to follow the man. I don't have an opinion on it either way, but some of you are so terrified of actually listening to what the fuck a man has to say because you have the ideology of strong and independent in your head. And you notice when men are looking for women, they don't say that. And why don't we say that? Well, number one, because there's no point in a man saying he's strong and independent, right? Everybody expects a man to be independent, which is why it means nothing when a man says it. Right? But women are losing the ability now to have being strong and independent mean anything. Okay? I mean, ladies, just stop for a second. I just want you to take a smell. You smell that? You know what that is? That's paint. That's paint from the corner that you've painted yourselves into. Because now, a lot of you are fucking stuck. Even if you want a man, you can't get one. And why can't you get one? Well, you can't get one because men have recognized a problem. And the problem is twofold. It's a problem of buy-in and buy-out. So the buy-in problem means you have to hit a certain standard. Now, because of hypergamy, as women's standards go up overall, as we already know, it gets harder and harder for men to meet that standard. College is a good example. More women are graduating from college, so more men are deciding they don't want to hit that fucking standard. They're not bothering. So that's the, and even once you get out of college and this and that, being a regular mook, if you're a 35-year-old guy, for example, in a city, in an average city, you know in your gut that the buy-in is a better than average salary by 10 or 15 grand. So you should be making 70 grand, 80 grand, 90 grand, depending on where you are. In a woman's mind, you should at least have a condo or a house. You have to have a car. You have to have certain attractiveness standards. That's a lot of shit. And keep in mind, ladies, you wind up cannibalizing your own pool of men. Because every time a guy has to go through a divorce or go through a micro divorce, meaning he dates a girl for 5 or 10 years or whatever, 2 years, 3 years, and then he has to end the relationship and he loses a bunch of shit because I don't know, maybe you gather up all the shit after he leaves and piles it up into bed and you're just like, ah, look at all this shit this man had to leave with. Look at all this shit that I got. Maybe it's like, Price is Right. You feel like, yes, you won. some magical cash and prizes and all that shit. But every time a man has to go through that, the odds of him rebuilding to that point are less and less. So that shrinks the pool of available men. Now, the other problem is the buyout, right? And the buyout is basically, what is it going to cost the motherfucker to get out of the relationship? Okay? And he can see the buy-in, but he can't see the buyout, right? Short relationship, you just tell her, well, shit, baby, it's over, and you stop talking, and that's that, and you pick a different bar to go to. But as the relationship gets more complex and more entrenched, the buyout gets more and more expensive. And remember what I just said. Financially, it becomes more and more difficult to survive every following buyout. And so what some guys have decided is, well, look, since I don't know what the buyout is, I'm not going to buy in the first fucking place. Right? And ladies, your shit works as long as men are playing the fucking game. As soon as men say, well, fuck it, I ain't playing it, I'm not going to bother, what are you going to do? Really, you're kind of jammed up. And it's getting worse now for you ladies, because dudes know how to be invisible. More and more men now know that if you don't appear to have anything that you can give a woman, and you don't appear to have anything that you can do for a woman, you're invisible. And I'm not kidding. I know guys who make good money. I know guys who are straight up millionaires who walk around looking like schmucks for exactly that reason. They don't want a nice car. They don't want fancy shit because it attracts too much fucking attention. So what do? You know, some of them, I've been to some places, you open the door, the place is gorgeous. He's got every toy and every big screen TV, and it's comfortable, big comfortable bed. But you can't tell that from seeing him down the street. Some guys are saving their money. It's in the bank, but he'd walk around looking like a jackass in a t-shirt and blue jeans. But you can't tell how much money he's got with him walking around looking like that, because he doesn't have it on display. Right? So, really, the corner that a lot of you have painted yourselves into, and really the reason why you're wasting your time with these, how come I can't find a man and this and that and blah, blah, blah. A lot of guys have already decided we're not playing the game. And it doesn't matter how much you say you want a man, because remember, we know that how come I can't find a man, there's the missing word or words, two or four. How come I can't find a man to marry me? How come I can't find a man to fix my car? How come I can't find a man to keep me company? Right? Because what's the dream for a man, really? Just to be accepted for who he is. And really, it's the human dream. Unconditional love, just to be accepted for who he is. A lot of cats went, you know what? The bullshit don't exist. The Nawalt is not showing up. And so let me get my Xbox One or my PS4. And shit, like even me, I know, what the fuck is it? Black Ops 3 comes out on November 6th. And before that shit happens, I'm going to get me an Elite controller. Probably get myself I'm looking at a 55-inch TV, but shit, I'll probably wind up getting a 65-inch TV. And I'll get Black Ops 3. And I'm good. And a lot of guys are good. But hey, look on the bright side. A woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle. I mean, hey, you're strong and you're independent and you don't need no man. So you go, girl. I mean, really. Just go.